Welcome, everyone. We are doing our episode 2 of Interviewing Random Animals podcast. And today we have a special guest, a koala, in the studio. Hello, koala.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. Now, I'd like to know a bit more about koalas. Can you tell me about koalas?
Okay. Koalas are found in the eucalyptus forests of eastern Australia. They have grey fur with a cream-coloured chest and strong clawed feet, perfect for living in the branches of trees.
Wow. And do you eat a lot of eucalyptus leaves then?
Yeah, the koalas think they're very, very yummy.
What does a eucalyptus leaf taste like?
It tastes like, well, maybe a bit of mint flavored and like mint with like freshness of the water in our mouths, and it smells like mint, which tastes really good.
So, are you telling me that koalas have a good breath or bad breath?
Well, humans don't really eat eucalyptus, so the humans could think that it's good breath or bad breath.
Ooh, okay, could be either. I have a koala sound that I heard, and koalas make quite a scary sound. So if I play this sound, could you translate what this koala is saying?
Yeah.
I'll just get it up for you now. Koala recording. Okay. Where did it go? Koalas make quite a few different sounds. Let's see if I can find it on the trusty YouTube channel. It is... it's not this one. What was that koala saying?
Well, that growling was like, it was kind of a mix. It was like, I want food right now because I'm hungry. And also, I want my friends to come down now because if they don't come here right now, then they are not gonna be my friends for a whole day.
Oh, well, that was a grumpy koala. Maybe they just need to go and eat some more eucalyptus leaves as a nice snack. Thank you so much, koala, for joining us. You can stay in the studio while we interview our next animal guest. Okay, next up we have quite a scary guest. They're big and they're black and they're furry. It's Black Panther. Hello, Black Panther.
Hello.
Now, I promise we'll give you lots of things to eat in the studio cafeteria, so you don't need to feel hungry right now. But tell me about yourself.
Well,
in Asia and Africa, we are called leopards.
Oh, really? But you just don't have any spots, though.
I know, but we're still called leopards.
Maybe you have one giant spot, and that's why you're a black color. And now I have a panther sound here that someone recorded, and I think you might be able to tell me what this panther is saying. What is that panther saying?
It's saying, I'm dying to eat a human being.
Oh, no. okay. So, I hope that panther gets not to eat a human being, but maybe just to eat some breakfast cereal or something. So we might lead you to the cafeteria, panther, and you can make sure you don't go near the puppy that's in there and also the koala, but go to the fridge that has Black Panther written on it. Okay, thank you. Okay, next we have the cutest little puppy in the studio. Hello, puppy.
Hi.
Hello. How are you? And can you tell us about puppies?
I'm good. Puppies grow quickly after birth. A puppy's coat color may change as the puppy grows older, as is commonly seen in breeds such as Yorkshire Terrier.
Ah, and you're a dog puppy, not a seal puppy, are you?
Yes, I'm a dog.
And how old are you, puppy?
I am 8 weeks. Wow. 9 weeks.
You don't know that much about the world then. Do you think you could translate this puppy dog that I met the other day? I'll play it for you. Okay, here's the puppy. What did that puppy say?
It's a mix between I want to play and I need to go to the toilet.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, thank you. I hope that puppy gets to go to the toilet soon. Thank you for joining us, puppy. We learned a lot today about... Okay, we have a special guest. We had to take a big truck and dip it in the ocean and collect all the water and then transport this guest here. It is a narwhal whale. Hello, narwhal whale.
Hi.
Tell us about yourself. How are you different to other whales?
Wait, I got my head stuck in something. Wait, that was out of my glass of water. It's okay.
Do you mean you have something on your head?
Yeah, my horny.
A giant horn? What is your giant horn for?
It's for catching hula hoops. A hula hoop got it.
Are you called a unicorn of the sea?
No, I pretty much am.
Wow. You must be really proud of your horn. How long is it?
About yay tall.
Do you think it's more than 2 meters long?
About on the verge of 2.5 meters, maybe.
Wow.
I don't use a measuring tape. It normally floats up.
Well, I have some narwhal sounds. Can you translate them for me?
Sure.
What is that narwhal saying?
He's stuck in the toilet.
Oh.
He can't get puppy koala. He's constipated.
Okay. Well, I hope that Niall will get some help from the nurse under the sea.
Yeah.
We make sure that we have lots of fish for you. I'm guessing you eat lots of fish in the cafeteria. And fish stuff. And maybe we also will bring in some hula hoops for you to catch with your giant horn.
Fun, that's fun.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Noel. 3, 2, 1. Okay, next up we have the fluffiest, the sweetest, fluffiest with a fluffy ball on its back, on its bottom, a rabbit. And, oh, she's just jumped into my lap. Hello, rabbit.
Hi.
What can you tell us about yourself?
So, I'm a very small animal. Some people don't think this, but rabbits are mammals. I don't know why they don't think that. Rabbits are mammals.
Oh.
Yeah, so rabbits are mammals. And
do when you have babies, do you have lots of little furry babies?
Sometimes we can have 4 or 5, but I'm just a baby, so I haven't really experienced that yet.
Oh, and what's your favorite food?
My fruit is carrots, but rabbits can all eat other things like cucumber and celery. We really like celery.
Mmm, yummy salad. Well, I have a rabbit sound here, and I wonder if you can tell me what this rabbit is saying.
Well, that's no surprise. I make that noise all the time when I'm hungry.
Oh, so the rabbit's saying I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Is there a particular food that rabbit is asking for?
I don't really know. It's just saying it's hungry.
Ah. And I wonder, what is your, what is the worst thing about being a rabbit?
Well, our people always cuddle us all the time. Sometimes it's fun when I'm trying to sleep. But when you do it more than once a day, it just gets annoying.
Ah, so you just want to sleep in your little burrow.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, thank you for joining us, Rabbit. When you go into the cafeteria, we will have some lovely carrots and cucumber salad for you. But just be careful of the panther that may have not left yet.
Okay. I'll go now.
Bye. All right. Well, next we have a very lovely, slightly dripping wet duck. Hello, duck. Are you there, duck?
Yes.
Oh, hello. Tell us about ducks.
Well, we like to spend time in water, and we like, it's really hard to walk, but really easy to swim.
Ah, and are you a white duck or a different color duck?
Well, actually, the green-headed ducks are boys and the white ducks are girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah, I love that green color on the head of the duck. Do you have, what's the worst thing about being a duck, do you think?
Probably the worst thing about being a duck is probably that that foxes are always trying to eat us.
Ah, yes. So you have to really be careful to avoid predators. Yes. I have a conversation of two ducks or a group of ducks, and I wonder if you can translate it for me.
Sure.
What do you think those ducks are saying?
Those ducks were just saying they all had explosive diarrhea.
Oh no. Well, they might have eaten some human food that was thrown in the river. Do you think that's what happened?
Yeah, lots of people eat it, and then we eat it and we die.
I know. I've heard that it's not good to feed ducks human food.
Yes.
Well, we have made sure. What do ducks eat? What would you like in the cafeteria?
Bread.
Okay, so we have some special duck bread waiting for you in the fridge with the word duck on it. Just make sure you avoid the black panther that may not have left the cafeteria. But there is a cute puppy and a rabbit you can play with.
Right.
Okay. Understood. Well, lovely to talk to you, duck, and see you next time.
Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Thanks for joining us for Random Animal Interviews. We hope you learned something. I better go to the cafeteria and make sure that Black Panther has not eaten anyone. See you next time.
It was very tasty, by the way, the fish.